The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? Hey, welcome, folks. We're just, this is my brother, maybe me, and invite you over the Mon Air. We're just heating up for the holiday season.
Are we already on that creep?
We are on.
We're going to record our Christmas episode now, and then you save it.
Promise you don't listen to it until then. Now, every episode is going to be a Christmas episode. We love getting into the spirit. My argument is, if Starbucks has got a red cup, I've got the light of Jesus' birth in my heart. Yeah. That is my
that's one-to-one. Do not look directly at that birth. That was a very bright. It was like a flashbang.
Yeah.
And unfortunately,
whoa.
If Starbucks has a white cup, we're empty and soulless inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who's just Jesus? Hollow. Who?
I don't know. Tell me, Starbucks.
Only Starbucks remembers Jesus. Only Starbucks.
You can get a CD up at the checkout.
You want Buble?
Did you
want
Buble
or you want Jesus?
You know, Buble's putting out a Christmas album. It's a game changer.
It's Jisoo and it's Norah Jones together again.
Oh, Jesus. I do miss him. This is an advice show for the modern era. We are on our holiday creep, on the Christmas creep, a slow death march to the birth of Jesus.
And then to 2012, and then it's all over.
And then that's in 2012, Ragnarok. It's going to be great. But for now, we still have a lot of people that need our help. And we're going to be here with you until Quetzalcoatl unhinges his jaw.
Until Judgment Day.
Until swallows this world whole. And we will be probably live streaming that when that event happens. But for
as
right now.
Quetzalcoatl takes our torsos from us.
Yeah.
flies them into heaven.
Give that back. Hey. I was using that torso, Quetzalcoatl. God, I hope I'm pronouncing that wrong. It's so key. Hey, I'm a married 30-year-old dude with two young ones, self-employed, good at projects, completing projects on my own. I want to do a little self-improvement, eat better, spend less money on junk food, lose the gut, stop biting my nails, etc. But I always fail to follow through on any self-improvements I want to make. Where do I get the willpower to follow through on making a better me? Willis in Watertown.
You know how to do it.
Yeah, they actually sell willpower now in different ways. You just got to seek it. You got to seek it out. Like, for instance, I've been really bad about taking my vitamins every day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So yesterday I went to the Walgreens and I bought new vitamins. I bought some Genesis Today immunity boosting super fruit gummies and some fish oil. And I bought one of those 7-day... sort of like one of those advent calendars, but for old people who forget to take their medicine.
Yes.
And now I put my vitamins in that.
Wait, hold on a second. Are you telling me that you, my 17-year-old little brother,
24,
is rocking a pill caddy?
Yeah, I got a pill caddy.
You have a pill caddy?
It's sleek and it's stylish. I picked the one that had this this font that's now. That's
Griffin,
now and
do
today.
Do you find it difficult finding a place to keep that on your rascal?
Did you pick the one when you picked it? Did you consider your children or perhaps your children's children reluctantly throwing it away after you die?
Oh, he didn't take Sundays.
Look at this. Thing. This Saturday's the last one he took. I hate to throw it away, but listen, Peepaw's not in that pill caddy. Just throw it away.
He's up in heaven.
He's up in heaven.
You look at that pill caddy and you think this is an 80-year-old man, but you pop it. You pop that treasure chest, and you see those immunity-boosting superfruit gummies from Genesis Today. You know that this is a young man's game.
Yeah.
You know what? I want to get one of those pill caddies now and just fill it with Jelly Bellies.
You're saying
oh, these are Tuesday's jelly bellies.
If you don't have a pill caddy now, you're not going to live to need one.
Are you guys are you guys taking your super fruit?
I don't know what you're saying.
Does it have exercise?
How do you feel about acai?
I feel like your super fruit gummies, it sounds like they might have gelatin in it or some other animal-based product, and of course that's against my lifestyle.
Just as a side note so that people at home know, when Griffin says he's super fruit gummies, he's talking about Sour Patch Kids. Yeah. He doesn't know any better.
Yeah, we told him that those are... A long time ago, we told him those are super fruit gummies. If you hear him talk about eating...
The red ones make me strong!
The red ones make him strong. If you hear him talk about eating a health sponge, that's a Twinkie. What you got right there. He does not know...
It's full of life cream.
What?
Life cream?
That life cream.
Like, no, don't like say that.
Look, it's an energy meat on a super bun. That's a Big Mac. that's a hamburger you're eating there.
You are.
As far as, like, finding the willpower to do it, I like to surround myself with friends that will just, like, reach out and poke my muffin tops and just be like, hey, you look fat.
You look fat today.
And that'll get you out there running.
The problem is... You're trying to fix too much. Because if you're trying to fix four things, then when your willpower falters, you're going to let one of them go and think, well, I'm going to jettison this, but I'll keep the other things. Yeah. It's like taking on water, right? You're going to bail something over, throw your stop biting my nails boudoir over the edge of the Titanic just so you could preserve the lose the gut armoire. So you gotta pick one thing and stick with it, and you gotta set a reward, a goal for yourself. Say if I lose these 30 pounds or whatever it is, I'm gonna buy myself a shredding electric guitar.
Something I can
Stevie Ray Vaughan, like SRV would rock.
And then you gotta stick to it, and you can't be like, well, 3 pounds, well, I'm still getting the guitar.
I'm gonna get a tenth of a guitar. You can't work that way. It's not gonna be any good to you. You just got the bridge.
Health is all about tricking yourself into thinking these horrible, horrible things you have to do to keep yourself from dying are really fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm down with that Fidocracy jam. It turns like exercise into like an RPG, and it's like you get 10 constitution and also no diabetes.
No, exercise is a constant battle to realize that the extension of your life by 5 or 10 years is infinitesimal in the grand scheme of things. The universe has been around for millions of years. You're 60 years, bumping it up to 70. Convincing yourself like that matters is the secret behind exercise. If you guys can figure that out, well, please, by all means, you host this show, because I don't know.
Psychologically, you can't look past giving yourself a gold star chart. Like, it's very childish, but man, it works. It feels good to slap a gold star up on the wall.
Mm-hmm. It feels good to empty a caddy. You guys need to get down with my way of living. I'm telling you, it feels good when you remember, like, oh, it's Tuesday. Pop, 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 pop.
Nothing better than a clean pill caddy. Oh, is that what it sounds like?
Mm-hmm.
The sound effects probably help.
Get as many gummies as you can, because they're the new thing. They're new. They're what's now.
They're super fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Super fruit gummies.
Get healthy. Hey, brothers, there's this girl I met in my college class. I really like her. That sounds like something somebody would say who doesn't really go to college. I met her in a college class. Me and all the other football studs were working on our mathers. So I really like her. She seemed really into me, and she asked for my number. We've been texting for about 3 weeks. Then I found out she has a boyfriend. She constantly goes on about how awesome and funny I am, and we've hung out a few times, as well as gone out to eat. She's even told me the last time we went out that her and her BF were having some fights and might break up. Is this the way boys and girls act as friends in real life? Or is she lining me up for after Love Struck in the U.S.?
She is playing pool with hearts.
She's heart pool. You got your 8 ball lined up over your quarter pocket.
Mm-hmm. But she got to sink that 4 ball first. Yeah, so she's shooting that 4 ball in a manner that will leave the cue lined up to sink the 8.
Right.
At best, she is lining you up for after she breaks up with her boyfriend. At worst, she is using you to feel better about the fact that she is having fights with her boyfriend.
Oh, God, she's doubling down. That's not a poker metaphor.
Yeah, and at both, You are on the short end of this particular relationship stick, yep. My friend.
You are a pawn in this game.
Why do people ask us the questions that it would solve their problem to ask the other person?
Yeah.
Listen, hey. Like, just take this, copy and paste it, and sext it over to her. Just send it. Like, hey, what's up?
What Here's is our a question deal? And a picture of my dick, just real quick.
Give you a full picture. I'll give you a scope of the situation. Here's where we're at.
This is one of those. I think a new good yardstick for problems is if you're not comfortable asking the person this question, there's a problem.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
If you are having this doubt that you aren't comfortable bringing up with the other person, it's bad times. It's a bad scene.
At very best, you are emotionally cuckolding this gentleman.
Yeah.
You don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be the Mr. Consolation or Mr. You know, you're not a solution. You know, you're not the fix-all to all of life's problems. You're just a guy trying to make his
especially
way.
Especially because it is a trap to be the better than the boyfriend guy.
Oh yeah. Because
one, you're setting yourself up on a pedestal, and she's like, you know, she's sitting. This guy is great. Why isn't my boyfriend more like him? He's great. And then you're a normal guy, just like everyone else. You got problems, you got shortcomings, just like everyone else. You're not better than this guy. You're just different from that guy. And then two, she has a boyfriend. Like, do you really want to be with someone that is with someone else and wanting to date you? Like, that doesn't bode well for the future.
Yeah, that's a troubling thing about her character, I think. But you might be reading too much into it. Maybe she's not seeing the situation this way. It sounds like she is. But, of course, you've only got your perspective, so it's hard to say.
Why don't you pump the brakes?
Pump them.
And then if she breaks up with her boyfriend, then you can pick back up on this storyline. But for right now, there's too much going on that you probably don't want to be a part of.
You might even
let her know that and say, hey, I think you're great and I have a really great time with you, but until this whole boyfriend situation gets worked out, I think we should just be friends and cool it, you know, with, like, the going out and hanging out and stuff like that.
That's not going to work, though, because he really likes her. You can't be friends with someone you really like.
Well, first, he has to really like himself.
You gotta just... There's no way that this situation can unfold that's not going to end with Joey Greco kicking down your door. Like, hey...
Yeah. Hey, I knew gotcha. All along. Gotcha.
On his show, gotcha.
You know, if you go into this relationship and you are going in as the guy she left the other guy for, your bar is going to be way high.
Exactly.
Right out of the gate. I believe, personally, that the first 2 weeks of your relationship should be the equivalent of signing a release form before you bungee jump. As if to say, if you are still here... You fully understand the risks that you are taking on in this situation.
I like that.
It should be the very worst of you. And if she's still there, nowhere to go but up.
It's the on-ramp onto the highway.
Exactly. You have
the opportunity to, like, swerve into the shoulder.
Lady, this is the highway to disappointment, and you should probably just pull off and get it. Stop at that Frisch's Big Boy and drown your sorrows in a cup of mud. This coffee's good, by the way. I'm having some coffee of my own. I really do think that this is one of those situations where you're going to save yourself so much heartache by just having the conversation. Just, you got
to
be...
Also, it's so adult and mature to have that conversation. I think it makes you look really good. If you don't approach it like, bitch, you playing me? If you're like, hey, listen, let's
talk. Well, no.
Hey,
no,
sorry, approach it like what?
I said what I said.
How do you think...
We all heard...
Sorry, Griff, go ahead.
I'm disappointed in Travis.
Me too. I am as well. I too am disappointed in my performance.
You gotta run away. Run away from a baby. Because
run far, run fast.
It's gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt even if you come to her and have a convo. How's that convo? Because it's gonna be pretty bad. It's gonna be rough for you, gonna be rough for her. You've realized the situation. You see this train just screaming towards you. You don't try to have a convo with the train. Like, hey, would you mind? Oh.
Nope.
You gingerly step off the tracks and then run away.
Right.
There is the possibility with the conversation option that you start to have the conversation. She says, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, or she says, oh, but I don't. And then she pulls out a boob. And then you're sunk. You're sunk.
That's always a danger. Sure.
So maybe this is a situation, if you just go into it and keep your wits about you and keep your head on a swivel and you know that there might be some shady business going on, mm-hmm. like, you're already leaps and bounds, like, ahead of everyone else. So if you go into this going, this could turn out badly, I need to protect myself here and just be careful, you know, maybe it'll end up being great and true love and awesome.
I really feel like this is one area where our, our past of arranging marriages and the very sort of direct way that those situations were handled, like the one sort of leg up it has on our modern system, is that by our sort of modern etiquette, there's not even a way to have a it's like getting an actor's equity card. Like, mm-hmm. you can't get into an equity show without the card, but you can't get the card unless you're in one of the shows. That's the sort of position we've painted ourselves into with relationships these days. Like, we're so used to sort of like our online interactions and you know, disassociating through text and stuff like that, that we've lost that very basic ability to go to somebody and say, hey, I'm going to have this conversation with you face to face. And I miss that. That's something that business-like sort of, you know, I would like to court you. We are courting now.
My pen. Here is my ring. Yeah.
Please sign this document.
Griffin, do you have a Yahoo question, a Yahoo answer that you could partake?
I have five.
Yeah.
Read all of them back to back to back to back to back.
No, don't do that.
Okay, here we go. This Yahoo was sent in by Lisa Holifield. Thank you, Lisa. It's by Yahoo Answers user Matt L., who asks, cool band names for metal band? My band has been wanting to do a show for some time now, but we have one small problem. We can't think of a good band name. We are a metal, death metal band, and our songs are original. Please help.
Mercury.
Travis says Mercury. Justin, do you have any other Greek gods/planets that you want to drop on?
I was actually going for a metallic substance.
You clever fuck.
I know, right?
God, that's good.
Yeah.
It's really
aluminium.
Juicy.
Aluminium.
Yeah.
It's a really juicy vein of comedy. You struck you struck a real nice vein. These lulls go 10 feet deep.
You know what helps? Any joke, if the person has to have a rudimentary understanding of the chemical table before they laugh at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, which in this day and age, most people do, I would say. Breaking Bad?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows most of the symbols now.
Yeah. Boron? And
it is not at all called the chemical table. What the fuck is it called?
Periodical table of elements?
There it is.
You idiot child.
Are you sure it's periodical and not periodic?
It's periodical. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not.
Periodical, it's about magazines.
It's a magazine table of magazines.
Mm-hmm.
This is a show for stupids. Like, it's made by...
For and by
dumbos.
Do you guys want to hear some of the responses that Yahoo has provided?
Yeah, I do.
Oui, je suis, says Glass Rose. Guilty witness. Guilty witnesses. Unfortunate residents. Holy sins.
Wait, whoa. Unfortunate residents?
I love this apartment. The roofing is just terrible.
There is blood everywhere.
Yeah.
How unfortunate.
Unfortunate residents.
It's great. Our neighbors are very noisy.
This is too
holy
bad.
Sins, flesh deep. Saturnine.
Flesh deep?
Yeah. He's just combining two things that don't mean the same thing.
Also, flesh deep's not that deep, friend.
No. But he's saying that like holy sin. Two things together.
This is fire.
This is great.
Rainy sun.
Two and a half blank bodies, knives, IDK.
Wait, what? Two and a half men?
Men, sure.
Two and a half. I think he's saying you should make your death metal band a parody off Two and a Half Men's name.
Man, 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 man.
Two and a half bodies? Humanities experiment. That's okay. It's me, Drew, has some really good ones.
Oh, God, I was hoping that was the name of the band. Are you there, hey, God? Mom. It's me, Drew.
Hey, Mom, it's me, Drew. Time to rock.
And also, I need to borrow, like, $50.
Yeah, it's me, Drew, drops club bangers, like, gorging through. Infected city. The city sucks. Engaging fate. Burning savior. Gunning down hatred. Get over here, hatred.
Falling. If you're into a death metal, like, Up With The People band.
Yeah.
We're bringing down hatred. Time to work it out.
Let's have a powwow.
Be nice to your dad. Falling into purgatory. Smoking infection. Or maybe smoking infection.
What about trust falls? How would that be? As a death metal band.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are Hands Around the World.
Hellbreak.
Hellbreak.
Oh, it's 10:30. Time for a Hellbreak.
That's what Hellbreak is. What Satan takes every time he goes up to produce a new Dave Matthews Band album. I'm on a Hellbreak, just chilling.
Hey,
I like any band name that when your fans come to, well, fans, I use the term loosely, when random people wander, when random people wander into the venue and they go, excuse me, what's the name of this? Gorging Through? Okay, cool. What does that mean? I don't know. But I definitely don't want a t-shirt.
I'm here's, just sticking around to see trust
me,
falls.
Excuse me, may I gorge through? Okay, thank you.
Your best bet, I think, for this particular band is to pick a name that is almost the name of another metal band so that people will get confused and come see your
Scuttle
show.
Scuttle of Mud.
Yeah.
Scuttle of Mud.
Did you go see Metallica's? It's the plural. It's
Metallico.
I went and saw Spained this weekend. They were awesome. They did that one song. Fuck, if I could drop a Stained parody title right now, that would be really good. I want to see G.O.D. That's good. That's a band, right?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, that's a band that's still relevant. That anybody listening to the show knows who it is.
I want to go see 411. They're death metal, right?
That is, Justin, that is not even a... That is Ember so is far from a metal band. Amber is the color of your blood. Let's move on. Hey, Metal, your whole universe is the fucking pits.
just quick side note here before we move on. Your world sucks.
I just need
it's
to
an
make,
infected city over there. I hate it.
I just have to make my opinion here known, and that is that it's a joke. You're a joke. It's like listening to a 56K modem dial up. You're a joke.
Hey, people say to us, my brother and me, you guys are good, and we like our questions that we send in, but why can't some famous people get involved? I want to hear the quandaries of the superhuman, by which we mean, of course, other hosts of podcasts. So this is part two in our ongoing celebrity feature. This week we have a question from our dear friends, Tim and Simon, who, of course, from the UK, host Tim and Simon's Brain Spill.
Can we title this segment of the show Internet Celebrities? They're just like us.
Yes, we can. This is part two of Internet Celebrities. They're just like us with our friends, Tim and Simon.
Greetings, Brothers McElroy.
Hello from the other side of the Atlantic. We are Tim and Simon.
My name's Simon.
And my name is Tim. You may know us from our podcast, Tim and Simon's Brain Spill. We have a quandary for you guys.
Yeah, we are only 24 years of age.
Yeah, lots of people confuse us for being much older, usually in our mid-30s.
Yeah, well, that's mainly you, though. You've got a face like a withered old man. You're like Benjamin Button in the early stages of his life.
I am, and it doesn't help that I've had a beard since I was born. That's true.
That is true.
I was born with a beard.
Yeah, I've got no real excuse. I just got a haggard old face.
We just both look a bit older than I is. So what we need is advice from you so people stop thinking that we're older than 24. How can we make ourselves appear like 24-year-olds and not like middle-aged men?
Tim and Simon, thank you so much for your question. I think your first problem is your dialect.
Yeah.
I think when people think British, they think been around forever, old news, old dusty. Empire.
Dusty.
Dusty, I think, maybe even if we can say dusty.
People think of Peter O'Toole, like people, right out the gate.
Pretty much every British person is Peter O'Toole, if you have that mm-hmm. accent. So mm-hmm. the first thing, you got to youngen that up. What are some upcoming ethnicities or regions that they could maybe emulate the dialects of to get it? I think like at the USA level, you're just going to sound ridiculous. You're going to sound mm-hmm. like the guy from Avatar because no one can really nail that American sound.
No, we're so special.
We're very special is the thing.
What about Esperanto?
Well, another yes. language, so not exactly. Then they would be, I mean, they would be hard to understand, which I don't know if you guys agree with this, but I think that youth culture is very difficult for me to understand, mm-hmm. so maybe that's an approach they could take.
Is it possible to say things in the English language in a Japanese dialect without sounding racist?
Nope.
Nope, it's not.
Believe me, I've been experimenting with this for years.
After extensive testing on the periodical table, Travis has discovered that you cannot emulate a Japanese accent without...
Not only that, but there are a lot of Ruby Tuesdays I am no longer welcome at.
Hey, yep. guys, maybe just some baggy pants. What do you think of that?
And like a I'm with stupid shirt just that points up at your face.
Just sag them out, and then I'm a stupid shirt.
Sag it, can Tim become Timmy and Simon become Simmy?
Simmy.
No.
Welcome to Timmy and Simmy's Brain Spimmy.
I think that what always says young, get a backpack. Get or a drug- that also can say, I live with my mom.
Maybe a backpack or maybe like a drug addiction. Some yeah. of white
That's
drug
pretty
addiction.
Young. That's pretty hip.
Yeah. Kids love that. Meth. Beth.
Whenever I wear a ball cap to a bar, I am always carded because a ball cap makes me look like not only a young child, but a young sick child. Like you should be.
Like your make-a-wish was to go to a bar.
Yeah, like you can't drink. You have tuberculosis. Like I promise, I don't. No.
Hey, I don't remember. One of you has a beard. Man, listen. I know beard is a rockin' look, but nothing says like I'm an old man like a beard.
Unless
like,
unless
I haven't gotten carded.
Unless you braid it.
Yeah.
Throw a pigtail on that bitch.
Braid it and then start playing violin for Arcade Fire and you are off to the young races.
I have to stop the show right now and ask if Arcade Fire is the only band that Justin knows exists. Because every time we talk about young people, it's always join the Arcade Fire with you.
Okay, what you're gonna want to do is tell people you're a member of the Polyphonic Spree.
Here's the thing with the Arcade Fire, okay? I will tell you that
is it
Arcade
that they won
Fire
the Grammy
is great. Great value as a comedy resource for someone who's, like myself, now 31 years old and mm-hmm. a steady descent into 40 and irrelevance. Like, Arcade Fire, first off, nobody knows who's in it because there's so many of them. So that's good. It's an unbearably pretentious name that is inherently kind of funny. And two and three, nobody really knows what instruments are in it. So, like, you can pick any instrument and no one's going to call you on it. Do you understand? Yeah.
Justin, did you just say that their name is funny?
Unbearably pretentious, I think, is what I said.
Do you not know that it references the 1972 Great Arcade Fire?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it references?
Yeah. So many Pac-Man games lost their lives.
Mm-hmm. And Pac-Man players. That's yeah. where the term Pac-Man Fever came from.
That's what actually
you were burning up.
Yeah,
that's
Pac-Man,
actually what
Pac-Man Fever is literally being caught ablaze while playing Pac-Man. Like,
and the problem is they wouldn't stop playing. No, they were yeah. like, no, I haven't. I still have like two lives left.
Gotta reach
that's
it
actually
too,
how
they
we
had no lives left.
That's how we lost Billy Mitchell Sr. That's why he swore to beat every video game.
He literally reached life's kill screen.
Yeah. height literally. So
and then he leveled up to heaven.
Yep. So make some jokes about arcade games from 1973. That could help young you up, Tim and Simon. That could be
maybe get viable. Yourself like an 18-year-old girlfriend.
Hey, oh, it's God. Been working for it's been working for George Clooney all these years. He still looks great.
Yeah, look at that Hugh Hefner. He is timeless.
Oh, that's good. That's a deep cut, Trav. Young man for old man with young women. You really went out to the boneyard for that. Literally out to the boneyard in this case, of course. So guys, we hope that helps you. And if not, maybe you should have paid for a question, much like our friends in the Money Zone. This week, taking us to the Money Zone is Cash Texts. You can sign up right now at cashtextinvite.com. What they are is a new advertising network that will pay you to receive targeted text message coupons and offers for places you already like. And then you can get more money if you refer your friends. I'm getting texts every day that I don't want, and I'm paying for them. Sure. This will give you texts that you might be interested in, and they give you money to take them.
So you get coupons and offers for getting... Hold on. You get money for getting money, basically.
Yes.
Basically, yes.
So it's like, hey, you checkmarked, you know, Starbucks here. So here's a Starbucks coupon and also a little cash.
Also cash to go to Starbucks. It's like getting a ride from your parents and then they give you $5 when you get there. It's like, oh, you guys got me a ride and also some money for it. So thank you. Thank you for this. Your That's generosity, I'll remember forever. Long after
what
you're gone.
Is,
and I'm throwing away your pill caddy.
What is the protocol for cash sex?
Sorry?
They'll give you coupons for one free sensual back rub.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have any dirty coupons is one of the problems right now, but they're working that out. They're still
in
beta.
It's in beta, you guys.
It's in beta. Dirty coupons are still in beta. So go to cashtextinvite.com. You can sign up right now. Get
and just
paid
to be clear,
to
that's
texts
with an S.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Texts. CashtextInvite.com. That's cashtextsinvite.com. Go register right now. Get paid to get texts.
Get paid to have friends.
Yeah. And tell us about your friends, and I'll sign them up.
And tell your friends about us.
Tell your friends
and
about
let's
us.
Let's create a chain.
Text. We'll pay you to text. We won't do that, but
no, we don't have any money.
We don't have any money, but we're going to have a little bit now.
We
thanks
do
to
now.
Our friends, cashtextinvite.com. Griffin, how about a jingle for our friends at cashtextinvite.com?
I can try. It's been so long.
You still got that heat. Magic fingers.
Let's see if I do. Spinach you like it's on sale. Here's a dollar. Do you need a back rub for $5? You do. And here's the $5 you need to get the back rub that we mentioned to you on your cell phone. No, we don't advertise for blowjob stores yet, but we'll get around to it. We are Cash Techs. Oh, let me try one more time. Let me do it.
No, that was good. No, that was great. There's no reason to try again.
Okay.
You nailed it. CashTextInvite.com. Thank you guys so much.
Hello there. My name's Graham Clark.
And I'm Dave Shumka.
And together we host a podcast called Stop Podcasting Yourself.
This is a file that you download from the internet and then you listen to it in your pod.
What's that about, you ask? Well, who are you to ask? Who do you think you are?
Yeah, get lost, bozo. We're a couple of stand-up comedians in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and every week we bring a guest on the show. Sometimes they're Canadian, sometimes they're not, sometimes they're a ghost.
It's like you're sitting in on a friendly afternoon chat.
Plus, we're Canadian, so you get a tax break. You can find us on iTunes or online at MaximumFun.org. Huh?
Ooh.
Spell.
Do you guys want a Yahoo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, not if you're going to be so shitty about it.
Yes!
Why do you always ask like we've ever said no? Just tear right into it. Like a fat kid.
Hey, motherfuckers, it's Yahoo time.
Like a fat kid eating a health sponge. Just dig
in case anyone is wondering, Yahoo Time is a great name for a metal band.
Yeah. So is Brain Spill.
We're Yahoo Serious Time. Let's do it.
We are the Yahoo Serious Fan Club.
This one's going to be timely. This one was sent in by Michael Cornelly. Thank you, Michael. It's by Yahoo Answers user Jamie, who asks, my boyfriend is addicted to Skyrim. Okay, so yesterday my BF got Skyrim, a random game. First off, Jamie, no. It's a fantasy epic from Bethesda. Learn something. And ever since, he's been playing it so much. Usually, if he gets a game, he would just play it for 1 or 2 hours, then get bored of it. But he's been playing this thing for at least 9 hours straight now. The only things he would get up from the computer is to go to the bathroom. He wouldn't even bother to get food, and I was scared that he would starve, so I ordered him some pizza, and then he just ate it by the computer while playing. When I went to bed, he was still playing. When I woke up this morning, he was still playing. Usually, he likes sex at least twice a day, but he won't leave the computer even to have sex. So since I'm always thinking of him, I gave him a BJ, and the whole time he was still on the computer. I'm so worried.
Your boyfriend has the best life.
I'm so worried about him. What should I do?
Hey, lady, your boyfriend's a goddamn mastermind.
I'm so fucking jealous with the magic
by the virtue of playing this. He played this video game so hard that you delivered him pizza and blowjobs. What are you talking about?
Whilst playing the game, he was simultaneously playing you.
Yeah. Right. Like,
love, and he won.
Do you realize how mad you've driven him with, like, he has
with
driven
power.
Yeah. You can never retrieve this relationship. It's over.
And while getting a blowjob, it was just chanting, Tovakin,
Tovakin. What are you doing? What are you doing, lady? Have you not been, like, in a relationship before? That's not how you get anything. Here, I got you this pizza. Please be okay.
I'm so worried about you.
Please, I got you these blowjobs. You just have to live.
The only way that his life could have been better is if you had said he had figured out a way to not have to get up to also go to the bathroom.
Right.
Like, if he had worked out some kind of complex pulley system.
I love my boyfriend so much that I gave him the human centipede. It's really important to him.
I bought him a chamber pot.
Griffin, can you read? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
What you got to do is you got to get a pizza and make a blowjob face. I'm not sure how that part would work. And you put it near him and then you throw it against the wall. And you say, nope. That's
you throw your face against the wall?
The blowjob face pizza against the wall.
Yeah.
Griffin, are you on muscle relaxants?
I'm on some sort of relaxer. What you got to do is you got to get a pizza and spell out the words blowjob ? In pepperonis. And you give that to him. And then right when he's about to take his first bite, you slap it out of his hand. And you say, maybe leave this magical world, this magical fantasy dragon-filled world, and come get this sex pizza instead.
Come get this sex pizza. I'm ready.
I know that this is in no way what the problem is about, but I'm actually more worried about this guy because usually when he spends $50 to $60 on a video game, he plays for an hour and gets bored.
Hey, you're wasting your money.
Yeah, dude, are you okay? Like, are you picking shitty games or are you just, like, really, really bored really easily?
Griffin, can you read the... I saw this Yahoo when someone submitted it. Can you read the answer that was also submitted? The top response?
The top response is by McNamara, who says, why can't I get a girlfriend like you?
I don't think that's the one I was thinking of.
LMAO, are you for real? You give him BJ while he's playing Skyrim. Try unplugging the computer and stop feeding him. Eventually, he gets hungry.
There was someone who said he could not be addicted because he had only been playing for 9 hours. Please just let the man play. I do like that she is distracting him with her pizza blowjobs, and she needs
that,
to just...
That's the greater concern. There is a rampant problem in this country with people distracting their boyfriends while playing Skyrim.
Hey, I mean, let's get our priorities straight. Those Dark Brotherhood contracts aren't going to fulfill themselves, right, you guys?
No, hell no. Yeah,
right. Exactly.
I would like to apologize to the non-gaming part of our audience that we just ostracized.
Yeah, we'll move on to something else right now. Whenever I'm over at someone's house as a guest, I always get uncomfortable about asking to eat their food. Even when it's offered to me, my instinctive reaction is to politely decline, unless everyone is sitting down for dinner. This does not happen with acquaintances, as one might expect, but also when I'm at a good friend's house or even my girlfriend's place. I will end up going the whole day without eating sometimes because of this. What am I supposed to do? That's from Hungry Man.
You're supposed to eat.
Eat the food. You'll die if you don't.
Why are you people doing this to us? You just
I went away for a weekend and I starved to death.
You're supposed to eat the food. If someone... Okay. If you go into someone's kitchen and you pop it open and start hunting for gushers and open bags of Doritos, like, that sucks. Don't do that. But if someone's like, hey, do you want some gushers?
Yeah. Then are you hungry? People, can I get you something, my man?
We have such an overabundance in this country that it is a privilege. It is a genuine privilege to be able to share with your abundance with people.
It kind of it spans like all kind of different cultural groups, but the ability to like give someone food and like give someone something makes the giver feel good as well. So it's like, hey, man, can I get you something from my home to you? And you're like, yeah, I'd love a PB&J. And then they're happy to give you a PB&J.
That is not always true. I gotta say, I'm sorry, I've never offered gushers to a guest in a manner that wasn't obligatory. I have never in good conscience given a man gushers. Never. Never before, because I just can't stop thinking about you pay like $3 for a box, you only get 6 packs in the box, so by eating that, the man is eating 50 cents.
Okay, so, like, for you, Griffin, it balances out, like, if you're giving them some rice or, like, some grains.
Yeah. Oh, man. Take this, Uncle Ben's. It's yours.
Yeah, that's cool.
But leave the gushers. But leave the gushers. Like, if you see me go into my kitchen and eat gushers, I don't want to see you looking at me all doe-eyed, like, I wish he'd offer me some gushers.
You want him to ask for the gushers?
I don't even want him to ask. I want him to respect the privacy of my gushers time. I hate when I get hungry when I have guests over and I have to eat my secret special food. Because they always want it.
Okay, but that's where the good balance is for this dude, is if someone offers it to you, you don't have to take it, but you also don't have to say no.
I think he needs to respect, and I think he needs to recognize when the food that person is eating is their special food. If they go in the kitchen and start eating some Ritz crackers, yeah, you can go ahead and ask them to break you off a piece. But if they get into some fucking vanilla dip pretzel flips, then guess what? Keep your grubby hands and your mind hands off those flips with a Z.
Hey, those double dip Oreos you got there? Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
they're theirs.
Yeah, they're mine. I'd prefer it if you leave me in peace.
And don't... And
here's the thing. There are very few things that holds true for me, but if I'm eating some fucking Girl Scout cookie...
See?
That comes around once a year, you bitch.
Yeah.
I have a limited supply of my Thin Mints.
And don't say that there's no difference between foods, you bitch. Because there is. There is a difference. There's a difference. Some foods are special, and you need to keep your hands off.
Like, for example, you can have my peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but you better not lay a finger on my Butterfinger.
Right, candy bars, exactly. They're mine. Please.
If there's an ad campaign about somebody trying to get a certain food, you should probably assume that it's not for you, because it's prohibitively expensive. Don't take somebody's tricks.
Hey, let me get a
guest. Tricks are for me.
Let me get a dip of that Big League Chew. I don't think so. I don't think so. I went to Rite Aid to get this.
I specifically made a trip just for this.
My solution for Hungry Man is to just never leave the house without a pocket full of Gorp. Just you've always got to be able to carb and protein up with whatever's in your pockets.
A Camelback full of like tomato soup.
Like one of those hats with two cans of tomato soup.
You just have to politely find a way to say, those gushers look great. I will settle for a toast. Do you have a toast that I can have? Give me your shittiest food that you hate and will never eat.
Oh, right. I think that's a good transition into when someone's like, hey, can I get you something? You say, yes, the worst thing you have. The thing you will never touch. I will take those pickled cherries, and I will eat that.
Yeah, I got some pickled cherries, and I got some Zatarain's jambalaya mix that I thought I would eat, but I don't think I ever will. Here's
half a bag of dry ramen noodles and some Dusseldorf-style mustard.
Enjoy.
He is my favorite Harry Potter character.
Style Mustard would be a good name for a band, actually. Now that I think about it, we call your heavy metal band Style Mustard. Hey, I'm a lady, and I'm crushing hard on a guy. Playing the same rec
league. Let him up.
Giantess. We play on the same rec league soccer team, so we see each other and have friendly chats once a week. Our team plays late on a weeknight, so there's no going out for drinks afterwards. He's single, straight, and totally dreamy. Can a girl ask out a guy? I mean, it's 2011, right? That's from Crushing in Canada.
Let me answer your question. It is 2011.
If that's your query.
This is sexist, almost. Hey, you're a sexist. Of course a girl can ask out a guy. You sexist?
Yeah, I don't even think that's like a debate question anymore.
Is it?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think you're going to find anybody who goes, no. Like, yeah.
Hey, lady, are you not laying on thick enough? Does he not know? Do you not? I mean.
I am saying that anyone can ask anyone out, because guess what? Everyone sucks at it. Because you either do it and you're like, can I kiss your boobs? Or, hey, let's do a thing. Or you're so fucking Rico Suave that you give everyone in like a 15-foot cone in front of you douche chills when you ask someone out.
I guess it's more that girls are on, you know, like on point, like prepared to be asked out by guys. If you ask a guy out, it might catch him off guard, and he will then go home and go, did she just ask me out? What was that?
In my experience, the only time I've been able to successfully ask people out is when I catch them off guard. Yeah. Surprise is a huge element of it.
Jump out from behind a bush or pop out of the locker.
They can't see it coming. It's got to be like, do you want to go out and can you pass the butter? Yeah. Because then it's like,
Yes.
Wait. Okay.
You've got a great in, because you're on a soccer team with him, so you can like dive tackle him, and then like accidentally in quotes touches balls, while you both are on the ground. Although if you're on the same team, I don't know why you dive tackle him.
Oh, because you saw a bee.
You saw a bee, and so you dive tackled him.
So wouldn't that work in your day? Okay, but who can't use the old bee gag?
A bee landed next to you.
You had a bee on your foot, and oops, where's my hand? It's on your balls.
So that's a good one for guys, too. Guys, you see a lady out there, catches your fancy, just go ahead and tackle her.
Just bring her down. Feet at her as hard as fast and furious.
Although, bring her down to the ground.
Unfortunately, that is limited to, it's seasonal, because you can't do that in the winter. Then you have to tackle her and say, oh, I'm sorry, there was a Yeti.
Yeah.
Does
Snowbee.
Now,
Snowbee.
Since they are both on a soccer team, does her ask out have to be soccer themed? Mm-hmm. Does she have to say, like, I'm ready for you to, I'm tired of shin guarding my heart.
Yeah. I want you to take a penalty shot at my goal.
Yeah, let's go get dinner and then go to the yellow card concert.
I want to hear Griffin's last question.
Yellow card, is it a thing still?
I actually want to hear Griffin's
last question. I don't know that yellow card was ever a thing, Griffin.
If I could find you now. Yeah, that was
it. I want to hear Griffin's last breath, I will settle for his last question.
When you do a penalty in soccer.
Okay.
The first time you do it, you get a band called Yellow.
Okay.
And then the Super Smash Brothers come out.
What?
Wait, what?
Wait, who are the... No, Bash Brothers, sorry. Sorry, I was going for a Mighty Ducks there, and I come by.
Smash Mouth.
Smash Mouth. Okay. That's a great name for a metal band.
Everything is happening is the worst thing.
This is my band, Smash Mouth.
Thank you so much to our friends Tim and Simon. You can get their very funny podcast, Tim and Simon Brain Spill. That's timandsimon.co.uk. Go there and absorb them into your heart, into your comedy heart. And I believe they're also on Twitter as well. But you'll have to go to their website to look that up. I think they might just be at Tim and Simon. So give them a shot. I think you'll really enjoy what they're laying down. We have a new shirt up. It's at maxfunstore.com. It is a brown Peepums Nasty Gum shirt. It's a real delight.
And people are already posting pictures of them wearing the shirt. Viva La Betty had her shirt on Twitter. Go, make sure you check out her feed and see how great that shirt looks.
Looks really sharp.
Justin and I are still growing mustaches to raise money and awareness for prostate cancer research. So please help support our dream of curing diseases with only our facial hair on our Movember. You can just go to us.movember.com and search for our names, and we'll be right there. And Justin, I don't know about you, but I am looking fabulous.
Yeah, you look really sharp.
At what level, if you were going to compare it to a celebrity? With
Sam Elliott.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you just had that right off the cuff.
Yeah. Well, it's because I've been told, I went to a wedding this past week, and they're like, oh, I didn't know Sam Elliott was going to... Wait a sec. Wait a tick. Nice.
Yeah.
It's a boy.
Mine's more like Elliot from Scrubs. Thank you to everyone tweeting about the show. Daniel NG, Kimbo 2042, Jess Bowie 23, Z-Force 915. Everybody, Daryl XD, Lyrical Nuisance, Laura Copley, MG Universe as always. Thank you to Bob Ball, who does our intro. You can check out his show. It's called Pop Quizzical. It's a fun, short quiz show that you can play along with. Thanks to Babylonian for tweeting about the show. Thanks to everybody. It's Danny Love. All of you. You're the best.
I want to thank John Roderick. People. John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of their theme song. It's a departure off the album Putting the Days to Bed. It's so fucking good. He's got a new song with Jonathan Colton called Nemesis on Joko's album Artificial Heart that I have listened to probably 1,000 times.
What it's a really, power duo.
It's really good.
It's so good. Listen to that and buy that Long Winters album and then all the other ones because they're the best band.
Okay. And we got this live show coming up. I think we've almost got a locale. Is that accurate, Griffin?
We do. I'm gonna try and lock it down this week. It's in Austin, Texas, if you didn't hear last week. So if you live there, let us know, like on Twitter, that you're gonna go so you can sort of gauge it, you know?
Yeah. But listen, when I would follow our Twitter feed and join our Facebook group, because when those tickets go live, there's not going to be a ton of them.
Yeah.
You want to act fast when those go on sale, because it's not going to be a huge venue, so you'll want to act fast when those tickets do go on sale. Anything else? Forums? You want an ad? You want a personal ad or a corporate ad? Go to MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron and we'll set that up for you.
And when you go to the forums, make sure you also check out the other wonderful shows on the MaximumFun.org network,
yeah,
and their forums, and just let them know, you know, I'm sure you're not going to go listen to Stop Podcasting Yourself, and when you do, make sure that you go to their forums and tell them that the only reason you listen to them is because of us.
Yeah, yeah. That's going to make them feel great.
That's going to drive them crazy with envy. Griffin, I'm ready.
This final Yahoo was also sent in by Lisa Holifield. Thank you, Lisa. It's by Yahoo Answers user IJR, who asks, is it considered cheating if you sleep with the demon that is possessing your wife or girlfriend?
Justin McElroy.
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad. Square on the lips.
Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart, three stacks, keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart, three stacks, these girls are smart. Play your part.